USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We do not believe there's any danger to our community of anyone out there currently.
Two Kansas sheriff's deputies shot at a courthouse happening while they were transferring prisoners outside the courthouse around noon. Police saying they're not releasing any identities.
We want to respect the family on that, too, as we put that information. If we have additional updates throughout the evening, we will let you all know.
Paul Manafort is going to spend some time in jail for attempted witness tampering. Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicting him late last year on money laundering and conspiracy charges. And now he's being accused of violating the terms of his bail. If you have Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal, check the label. The company recalling the cereal because of a salmonella outbreak in 30 states. So far, more than 70 people have gotten sick, and they believe it's because of the cereal, which has a use-by date of between June 14th of this year and June 14th of next year. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Australian comedian Eurydice Dixon raped and murdered walking home from a show by a 19-year-old man diagnosed on the autism spectrum at a severe level. The suspect turned himself in, and the authorities will be questioning him in the coming days. It's a case of lawyer versus lawyer, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
President Trump's longtime lawyer is now seeking a restraining order against another lawyer, the attorney for the porn star who claims she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. Michael Cohen wants lawyer Michael Avenatti to stop talking to the media, claiming it's likely to deprive him of the right to a fair trial. Avenatti is the attorney for Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to stop talking about her alleged affair with Mr. Trump, which he and the administration have long denied. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And Father's Day is Sunday, founded in 1966 by President Lyndon Johnson. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Voters in California are going to have the opportunity on November 6th to divide their state into three separate jurisdictions. USA Radio's John Clements with more.
Backers of the Cal3 initiative needed 365,000 signatures to qualify. They surpassed that with over 600,000 delivered to the California Secretary of State's office. If approved by the voters on the ballot, then authorized by the U.S. Congress, the Golden State will be changed to three separate jurisdictions. Venture capitalist Tim Draper, a Silicon Valley billionaire, says his three-state plan would give Californians a fresh start.
That's John Clements, the president, reacting to that report from the Justice Department saying he was exonerated yesterday.
I did nothing wrong. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. The IG report yesterday went a long way to show that. And I think that the Mueller investigation has been totally discredited.
That 500-page report critical of James Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe, discussing protocol violations and non-transparency with other officials. The report saying it was unable to find political bias as motivation for its mishandling, and archaeologists in Israel unearth a rare clay artifact in Jerusalem city of David from the early Islamic period with an inscription in Arabic by a man named Karim, the piece said to be dated between 8 and 900 AD. Israel has continued its streak of unearthing multiple ancient artifacts and sites, including a burial ground. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.